everybody. It is early once again on this lovely Friday morning, and we are here from WMFO. Wow. This is the Comfy Nautica show. It is so lovely to be with you here this morning, and yeah, we're gonna get right into it. It's gonna be a fun little show we have planned, and yeah, so excited to play some lovely music for you all you listeners early this morning. And yeah, once again, this is Ethan Esser, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Reform Radio. And getting straight into it, this is "Prove It" by Television. Thank you all so much for listening.
Docs, the clock, a whisper woke him up. The smell of water would resume.
And it's case. This case is closed.
An infectious, gorgeous guitar riff that song has. That was Watch the Sunrise by Big Star off of their my personal favorite record by them. I also think probably their most famous record, number one. It's called entitled Number One Record. Has, you know, 13 in the Street and all their classics. Just a phenomenal record of songs and tunes for just the early growing and evolving rock genre. Just a great album. And then before that, we had Prove It by Television. Funny little story. I was fortunate enough to see Television when they were still a band. Yeah, very, very lucky. Obviously, Tom Verlaine passed away, I believe, maybe about a year and a half ago. And it's incredibly sad. You know, he's just one of the masterminds and genius behind, you know, early fun, creative math rock, I guess you could say. And he was just an absolute genius with lyrics and with meshing riffs. And he just had everything a rock musician you could possibly have. Just a top-notch all-around performer. And yeah, Television, they opened up with that song, Prove It, when I saw them perform. It was a really special show. And yeah, just to continue on, we're gonna move with this sort of classic rock feel that was emphasized, I feel like, on that Big Star song. And we're going to play a little Led Zeppelin. And I will not lie with you. For years and years and years, this upcoming Led Zeppelin song, I did not like it. I would openly detest how it was sort of a tuned back Led Zeppelin song. And, you know, a couple of years go by and then you listen to it again and you say, wow, this song is just a masterpiece. And I never really understood how a band of this talent can, you know, make a song that's acoustic and chill and tailored back and is just in every way, you know, just a gorgeous composition. So this is a Going to California off of Led Zeppelin 4. Beautiful song, and I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for listening once again.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers. Took my chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we all are the same. Red and the sky was gray. Wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin to wake. Watch out. They say she plays guitar and cries and sings la 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 la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard. Thank you.
tell my secrets to in my room. In my room.
Was The Beautiful In My Room by the Beach Boys off of their album Surfer Girl. And before that, we had Going to California by Led Zeppelin. Two songs, you know, different elements or different parts of the spectrum of the rock genre, but two beautiful songs at that. And yeah, I mean, I think just In My Room by Beach Boys, I think it's just a masterclass in harmonies and over and overdubbing vocals, and it's gorgeous. And yeah, every vocal is beautiful, and Brian Wilson's falsetto is gorgeous, and it's a dream of a song, and who wouldn't want to listen to it over and over again? And then before that, once again, Going to California off of Led Zeppelin 4, just wonderful acoustic ballad by Jimmy Page and Robert Plant, and just so such a beautiful listenable Led Zeppelin song. And now to transition over to a completely different point in time, the 21st century, we're gonna play a song by an indie folk band from the 21st century known as The Shins. Zach Braff's character in Garden State says, if you listen to them, they will change your... Or no, sorry, Natalie Portman in Garden State says, in when she gives it Zach Braff the headphones, says, listen to this band, it'll change your life. Well, let's see. This is the song Caring is Creepy by The Shins. Hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for listening.
I think I... Bye.
That was To Be Myself Completely by Belle and Sebastian off their album The Life Pursuit. And before that, we had Carrying Is Creepy by the Shins. To start with Carrying Is Creepy by the Shins, the song previous to the one you just heard, once again, you know, love the Shins, hold a very special place in my heart. I saw them a couple times when I was very young, and I recall they opened, I believe, like every show like I ever saw with them, like of like the two or three. They always open with Carrying Is Creepy, which is that song. And I don't know, I just have a vivid sort of nostalgic connection with like the chord progression of that chorus line is really iconic. And Jay's Mercer voice is just special on that song, and honestly on most of their records. And then after that, we had To Be Myself Completely by Belle and Sebastian off their album The Life Pursuit. A beautiful song, and a song that sort of is an outlier in their, you know, discography, I guess you can, you know, their discography for a couple of reasons. I mean, for starters, it is, you know, one of the few songs which Stevie Jackson sings, and Stevie's the best. You know, he just sort of sits in the background of all of their great songs with, you know, the lead guitar roles or, you know, the harmonies, and he just is an absolute solid dynamic force in the band. And he also just has this beautiful, like, buttery voice that adds so much to that record with that, just that one piece that he sings. And, you know, Stuart Murdoch's voice, you know, on the backups is just a great intermingling of vocal sounds. And it's also just an outlier just because I feel like it has very like jangly feel to it that is, I don't know. There's like a simplistically jangly feel of that song that is sort of a little bit unique for the Life Pursuit. Just because that album is a little bit more, just feels a little more modernized for what they were doing, and that song feels a little more of like a throwback. But yeah, just a beautiful song overall. And now to transition over to a little more like psychedelic folk, psychedelic rock, we're going to play a song by Animal Collective off their album Merryweather Post Pavilion. The song is No More Runnin'. Yeah, I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for listening once again. This is the Comfy and Nautica Show, and it is so lovely to have you on this nice, lovely, gorgeous, whatever you want to call it, Friday morning. All right. Thank you so much, y'all.
Oh.
That was This Here Giraffe by the Flaming Lips. Kind of an interesting situation. I don't know if anybody was informed that this happened recently. I remember when I heard about it when it was happening, but the guitarist and drummer, multi-instrumentalist from Flaming Lips, Stephen Droz, his daughter actually went missing this past week. It was really scary, and everybody in the band and in other bands affiliated with Flaming Lips were sharing the missing poster on their social media. Thankfully enough, they found her. It was just a crazy story, but just like to dedicate that song to everybody who was, you know, on edge, who just loves the Flaming Lips music and, you know, obviously just wants everything to be okay and everyone to be safe. And there was just, you know, that song's for all of you if you're listening. Before that we had No More Run-In by Animal Collective, just a beautiful psychedelic folk opus, everything you would want in a song of that genre. And now to switch gears to a little more hip-hoppy rap in vein, style in that vein, I'm gonna play a little MF Doom, something off his debut record Operation Doomsday. This is MF Doom just a genius. The song is just a song in his long line of ingenious creations. The song is Red and Gold. Thank you so much for listening, and yep, here you go.
I remember when, last past November, when the Clown King got pounded in with the Timberland. They left him trembling, he was not remembering. Never tuck your denim in, just a floss of emblem. Some would debate, wait, the fella ate gelatin, or even listening to what his weatherman was telling him. When I could feel it in my melanin, it's compelling us to break them off, no reassembling, no science fiction to no theater near you. Coming soon to fuck with you frequently, like how phases of the moon would do. You could gather round like it was an eclipse, just don't look directly to the bitch, you may be blinded by the scripts. Pastor L, the last to tell us an absurd tale. All hail, King Ghidra, the third rail. 700 volts holds rap to a standstill. Fool, ignore the rule, fuck up and get his man killed. Two bottles of dog got his hands filled. And so goes the days of our lives, as the hourglass sand spill. And Bill with passing, and the glass of the say.
And the lights went down,
and I knew it was the last day. Wig twisting season, where some could get their wig twisted back within reason. Mostly whiskey crimes of treason. And you'll be lucky if there's no squeezing, even this evening. From how it's feeling, grilling, choice of flow is sick. He's the villain with the $1 million voice throat trick. He's like a ventriloquist with his fist in the speaker's back. Couldn't think of no unique track, no sneak attack. It don't really matter how big them is, so much as a nipple. Cause you could have a chick with D triple, except the nipple little. This hot off the griddle, like how he do monkey rhymes, like monkey in the middle by his damn self. Ain't no average MC ahead of me, getting cheddar instead of the probably better pedigree. With nicknames, sick games as Rick James, messy games, side fly such as Jesse James. Last I figure, ass hawking, ass titty liquor. Last one to walk up in, fast talking city slicker. Got bag cause of the dirty chick with makeup. Bail out quick for the 7:30 wake up. My only backup was an A cup. As far as major, when the leaves turn red and gold, till Nimrod Earth Day. All else worthless to say.
And the lights went down.
That's when I knew it was the first day. Wig twister season. Where some could get their wig twisted back within reasoning. Mostly whispy crimes of treason, men. And y'all be lucky if there's no squeezing, even this evening. Like a mosquito, the much sweeter, resent the act. I've been bent back since my physical went back, since culture more of my kin. And for them, I keep an elbow in this hellhole. Hold your head, use your head and hold, or be dead and cold. In the worstest way, soon as the leaves show red and gold, till round Nimrod release day. And all else, needless to say.
Wait a motherfucking minute, true facts presented. The names was probably changed just to protect who ain't in it. The XP was 3/4 tenant, 4/5 was converted. Way his shit was twisted, ask him if it hurt it. Where some could get their wigs twisted back within reasoning. Mostly with the crimes of lying and fronting and cheating. All types of different styles of treason.
Wanna see pom-poms from the stands. Come on, come on. My fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I know you're Forrest. I know you wouldn't hurt a beetle, but you're so buff and so strong. I'm nervous, Forrest. Forrest Gump, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I saw you came, Forrest. I was screaming, run 44, but you kept running past the end zone. Oh, where'd you go, Forrest? Forrest Gump, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, Forrest Green, Forrest Blues, I'm remembering you. This is love, I know it's true. I won't forget you. You. It's for you forever. Na-na-na, it's you. It's for you forever. Forrest Gump. Thank you.
That was The Smoke by The Smile. Great song off of their first record. They actually just released a record called Cutouts that I have not listened to, but I've heard decent things about. And then before that, we had Forrest Gump by Frank Ocean off of the masterpiece that is Channel Orange. And then before that, we had Red and Gold by MF Doom, the genius himself. To real quick, just before we get into the final few songs of our show, I'm just going to real quick read a classic PSA. This is American Causes of Death, Numbers to Think About. This is a classic. In 2021, the last year for which comprehensive figures are available, 69 people in the United States were struck by lightning and 11 of them died. Motor vehicles crashes caused 42,915 deaths. 47,646 Americans committed suicide. Gun violence killed 48,830 people. Diabetes was listed as a direct cause on 103,294 death certificates. More than 106,000 people died from drug overdoses, and more than 70,000 of those from synthetic opioids, primarily fentanyl. Approximately 460,000 deaths were associated with COVID-19. Zero people died, however, from overdosing on marijuana. These are just some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO and MedThird. Tufts Educational Radio. And now, to get into the next song, we are going to play a little Marvin Gaye. This is none other than Inner City Blues. Absolute classic. I hope you enjoy. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, everyone.
God knows where we're headed. everybody thinks we're all a mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call me sweet where I belong.
Mother, mother,
woo.
Was Inner City Blues, Make Me Wanna Holler by Marvin Gaye off of What's Going On, one of the greatest albums of all time. And we're going to wrap up the show right now. I'm going to play one final song. This is Ethan Esther, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It has been lovely being here with you this morning. This final song is Fra Fra Foxes in Midsummer Fires by the Cocteau Twins off of their masterpiece Heaven or Las Vegas. And yeah, Have a lovely day, everybody. A great Friday and an even better weekend. And a happy Indigenous Peoples Day weekend as well. See you all soon. Thank you so much for listening.
Too soon.